Hey you, it's Helen, and this is Who You Needed, Season 2, Episode 11. Do you remember when you were younger and you used to go to the park with your parents or your grandparents or your aunt, babysitter, and you would just love to go on those monkey bars or go down that slide? This episode feels like that. It's finding joy in the small and conspicuous details of what you love. It's reevaluating play through the avenue of, for me, working out and how I process unleashing play from that place. Stay tuned for more. Hush came over the dark sky, beneath the moon and the deep slope of the valley. Sat a satisfied smile, and the bleeding night met the healing sun and birthed dusk to wake the smile into the start of day. As the silence awoke me, I walked to the bathroom door and stared at my teeth, my feet, my eyes, and there she was, the satisfied smile waiting to meet her prize. You know, I came to love dark mornings. I loved being up before the sun. And for the first time, I could hear my feet touch the ground. I could hear the beans turn into coffee grounds and the coffee grounds become morning brew. It was a ritual. Another day, another workout. My giggles are usually burst out of shock at my commitment to working out now at the butt crack of dawn. The thought of not putting on sneakers scared me more than the comfort of my sheets. Isn't it weird how you do something you love, and when you reach moments of difficulty, not being able to sleep, not getting enough rest, this voice kicks inside of you. It reaches inside my head and whispers, "Sky above me, earth below me. I can run. Sky above me, earth below me, I can run." And I run. Satisfied smile hadn't appeared on my face in over a year and a half. She looked over at me and she said, "I'm happy you're happy. I am practically a large part of your personality, but you're smiling and giggling because you mean it. That delights me." When we become adults, little is talked about in regards to play and discovering new things about yourself. That vocabulary is usually reserved for kids. And parents usually talk about letting their kids come to their own and becoming their own person. But the adult themselves forget that they have permission to do that as well. I've fallen prey to the belief that my personality and capabilities are just what they are, taking on labels that didn't feel right to me, like smart, logical, decisive, ambitious, and yet the simple pursuit of something different, a new workout, a new gym membership, sparked something new inside of me, allowing me to believe that learning to discover again was the new standard. In a culture where we're so obsessed with showing people what we can do, there's the simple act of doing something for you. Of looking into what you've always wanted to be, what you've always wanted to do at the still small life that we have in this world. Even when no one is paying attention, would you still be doing what you're doing? And I'll leave you with that, my friends. That's the end of today's episode. If you like episodes like these, go ahead and follow the podcast. And if you have feedback about what you want more of in the podcast, the information to email me is going to be in the description. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you next time.